Adam, my name is Sean McNabb, I'm chairman of Body Corporate.
So which one are you going to do?
The Body Corporate one, Scuddles, 389. The Body Corporate's requested that the property be rezoned to medium densities as one of its missions. It's not so much to increase the density of the development, more that the size of a number of the lots and units are outside the proposed low-density rules, and the development as a whole is already of a medium-density nature. Under the existing district plan, the land is zoned low-density residential in the medium-density subzone and was developed as a comprehensive development. Though unlikely, the current district plan is an application for redevelopment. Under the district plan, we could redevelop it as a comprehensive development with down to 200 square metre and create 413 units. But it's more likely to be 300 units as opposed to the 131 we currently have. As notified, the proposed district plan has no rules on comprehensive development and rezoning to medium density residential allows us to retain some of this development potential. We believe the Goldfields area also meets the objectives and policies of the medium density rules better than other areas put forward by council, particularly areas out at Frankton and the Lady Small Special Hearing housing area currently under discussion. I know it's not part of this, but that's all in the area. And as evidence and rebuttal, Mr. Grasner opposes the submission based on the fact that water and sewer infrastructure in the existing Goldfields area is nearing capacity. As stated in my original submission, along with the rebuttal evidence, due to the unit title's ownership, it is highly unlikely that the property will ever actually get redeveloped. At the last two AGMs, the owner of two units has had their motion to add a third unit failed twice. And as a general thing, people do not want intensification in the area. Furthermore, with 131 units and insured replacement value of $71 million plus the land area, it is unlikely the developer would buy a majority of the individual units to redevelop it as a whole. I therefore question the 130 additional units Mr. Grasner estimates, where it is more likely to be zero with no increase in demand on infrastructure if the zone has changed from low density to medium density residential. To quickly look at possible infrastructure solutions, the majority of the infrastructure within the BC is owned and maintained by the Body Corporate. It excludes infrastructure within Goldfield Heights Legal Road that the council maintains. It does include a pumping station and a tank farm reservoir up on the hill on Middleton's property. Accesses through Middleton's property is actually on a section of closed legal road.
Is it actually been closed or stopped?
It's been stopped, yeah. So it's actually council land.
Right.
Part of the forestry. Queenstown Hill Forest. Wastewater from the Body Corporate drains three ways: Quartz Rise, Woodbury Rise, Goldfield Heights. The Goldfield Heights and Woodbury lines combine and cross Frankton Road at Larchwood. Due to their grade, the two lines crossing Frankton Road are likely to be the constraint points as confirmed in Mr. Glasson's evidence on Mount Crispin. Scotland states here. What I'm suggesting is Blatchell's crossing is included in the long-term district plan, the capacity constraints will also be reduced in this area. So, you know, you can easily service it. Alternatively, close to Frankton Road, Woodbury Rise line could be diverted to an existing crossing at Goldwood Heights through Sherwood Hotel, and which would be minimal cost within line of sight of the two manholes. Water could possibly link from the top of Goldwood Heights to the proposed Middleton Road reservoir as land in submission 336 Middleton Family Trust is developed. It's just because Mr. Glasman is saying that it's expensive to service existing sites, existing road and stuff like that, but it can be done through the gap in the Greenfield subdivision. If these solutions are not adequate, then possibly the golfers medium density area could have a similar objective and policies as the QRDC proposed zoning of land fronting stakeholders 6 between Hanson Road and Ferry Hill, and would see that intensification does not occur until adequate water supply services are available to service development. And we just request that the commissioners reconsider the zoning area of BC 22392 from low density to medium density. You got any questions?
Yes, so just before I ask fellow commissioners about questions, in your evidence that you've lodged, and you have a discussion about the definition of site, the problem with the definition, it's pretty clear that correcting that definition is going to have to be by variation, so the body court would have the opportunity to submit on any changes to it.
Yep.
Recognise those problems.
It is difficult, and I couldn't come up with a solution to this. It affects different people in different ways.
Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Crawford?
I just want to be clear what the MDR funding brings in the way of the airplanes to.
Well, at the moment.
On the one hand it does, and on the other hand it doesn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'm suggesting is that if anyone wants to build a garage or do any alterations to the house, it's a non-compliant activity because the site is too small.
Oh, so you're right. Because you're
well, depending on your definition of site as well. Right? Yes. But if the site can get so small, right? Also, everything would be non-compliant because there's 130 units on two sites. It is actually quite difficult to deal with redevelopment of the body corporate. Also, a lot of our dwellings are built close together, so the side yards are very small. They're 4 metres apart, but you'll have people that are wanting to put an extension or put a porch or put a carport in, and the activity becomes normal. The rules are a little bit more relaxed in the medium density, which allows a little bit more development, which makes it a little bit easier on the smaller sites, which is already up. And that's why we're bothered coming and asking for it in the first instance.
But the kind of development you're referring to really is an upgrading or a replacement
of the existing.
Not total.
No, I understand. Total is
probably never going to happen. But the old thing
poked
in there and there.
And you won't even have extra dwellings. The way people feel at the moment, you won't have extra dwellings. I'll put it that way. In 10 years' time, different owners, different chairman, they might have a different idea. I am very pro-development myself. I'm a surveyor and stuff like that, but the general consensus of the body corporate is we like the plans. And I say I'm pro-development myself, but I bought 600 square metres of my neighbour's site, so he couldn't put a whole lot of units on it as a comprehensive development. I'm fighting the hotel that wants to put a 14-metre hotel across the road as well, so I might be pro-development, but you don't necessarily want them in your backyard either. But as a whole, I think we do need to be more intense, use what we've got, which is, that's my opinion, different than the body corporate ones, more of what the next one is about.
So that would be perfectly into what I was going to ask next, and it's more a general question than you as a surveyor and developer in the town.
Yep.
Been looking at the capacity modelling for drugs and so on, did you have a chance to read the evidence of Osborne and so on?
I've kind of read a lot of stuff, which is...
I'm not going to ask you any questions
about specific questions about it.
No, I'm not going to ask any questions. I just wanted a bit of context. In that model, one of the things that's done is an assessment of what is plan-enabled, basically, and then what's feasible, and then the development chance is assumed.
Yep.
And what is the chance it will actually happen? Commonly, the last time I saw the, and the only other time I saw this model used, the development charts took into account the ratio of the net value to the value of improvements, and there was a sort of a rule of thumb developed in Auckland that if the land value was something like 3.5-4 times the value of the improvements, it was probably time to redevelop.
Yep.
Can you enlighten me as to how the land market works here? Because, and comment on that as well as Mr. Osborne's discussion of speculation and its effect on development charts.
I think infill development will happen, only will happen very, very slowly. The sites are reasonably steep, all off Franklin Road. A lot of it has been developed in the last 30 years, so, and take St. Andrews Park, there's new houses that are still being built. Right? I wouldn't expect anything that was built 30 years ago to be knocked over just at this stage, but maybe in 10 years' time, maybe in 20 years' time. 50 years' lifespan of the house can be built when you design it. There is stuff closer in Panorama Terrace that's been 50 years, but Panorama Terrace was developed to pay for Skyline's original gondola 50 years ago, and the last site in that development has only just been built on. So I'm saying you've got to be looking at a long, long period of time.
Well, I read that discussion in your other evidence and stuff, but just in this case, I was thinking about the specific question of the ratio
of land.
Is there any sort of rule of thumb that you operate on? Or?
No. I mean,
can you tell us what an infill site costs in Queenstown now?
If someone wanted to buy a site close to Queenstown, $1.3 million for a 50-year-old house, that you'll knock over and start again. So that's, the house is worth nothing if it's the land.
It is not. Well, yes, but there's a tipping point in that ratio. I was trying to understand if there was any local rule of thumb.
That's probably up to developers more than me. The low density people wouldn't buy, at the moment people wouldn't buy a low density site and buy the house over. They're unlikely to. But it's the high density sites that would have more development, because they've got more development potential, they're what they're actually worth more.
You're talking about open zone high density that has a low density development on character.
Pardon?
You'd be talking about a site that's already zoned high density, it's the biggest site with a low density development on it.
In other words, it has a single house on it.
You're talking about the big area. Yeah. And in the change we've kind of moved on to my submission rather than the body corporates.
Do you
want to
read
my
submission?
I haven't finished my question.
Oh, I see.
We've got one more to go. Yep.
Paragraph 18 of your initial statement, you're commenting on the and asking the question about how can a rural property 8 km from the centre of town, meet the strategic objectives HDR when one redeveloped to MDR density within the walking distance of town is not being the same point.
Yep.
But I'm an outsider, but it seems to me that the council's proposing HDR at Universal Development site, because it's over the road from the Magnum Day, even if it's a long way to get across that road.
Yeah.
So to me, I thought it did meet those policies. So I'd like to know how you came to that.
Because we're not a city, we're not spread out. People live and work in town. The majority of the people work in hotels, work in the tourist industry. The tourist industry, even though and it's only very, very recent times, we've got big Mitre 10, big things. So the majority of the people still work in the tourist industry, and the tourist industry and the restaurants are all, majority of them are all in the centre of town. And that's where people will want to get.
Okay. And I think my other questions, definitely should have started. My other questions relate to the next statement.
Anything else? The main reason Jane and I submitted on the proposed district plan was because we believe Queenstown cannot keep carving up its rural land ad nauseam as we've done in the past decade and appear to continue to do so under special housing area legislation. The previous improved SHAs have not made properties more affordable in Queenstown. In fact, per square metre, they are some of the dearest land in the basin. And we fear for our children's future and don't see them now afford to live in the area which they were born and brought up in. We should be using the land already zoned residential more effectively, and the only way to do this is by greater intensification and by building smaller, which the MDR zoning allows for. Infill subdivision intensification takes time to develop and will not solve the immediate problems, and we should not just be looking at a year or 5 years' time, but in 20 to 30 years' time. And to achieve this, the area needs to be rezoned now, or we lose another 20 years until the next district plan review. I know it should be sooner than that, but it's about 20 years. We would like to reiterate that while, in general, New Zealanders are more accustomed to the quarter acre section rather than the medium density or high density residential development, Queenstown is not necessarily typical of the rest of New Zealand. There is a large proportion of the local population are either from overseas or New Zealanders who have lived overseas and are more accustomed to this type of lifestyle. From a transport perspective, W Banks does not oppose the rezoning, but opposes similar proposals at smaller scales. So wholesale rezoning of the area appears to be her preferred option. She does have concerns over the right turns onto Frankton Road and the requirement to upgrade intersections. But in the ODT on the 15th of August, it was reported that if 1,000 medium density dwellings were constructed at Ladies Mile by 2015, the shot over a bridge would be capacity. Now, there are 2,800 dwellings proposed, and the SHA allows for an accelerated timetables. These numbers in recent history indicate to me that we're sooner than 2005, and I'm suggesting intersections or bridges, which would be an easier and cheaper option. There are 14 to 17 sites within the district which hotels have been proposed. 10 or 11 of those are within 5 minutes of it, or within the CBD, basically. And that doesn't allow for the QIDC Conference Centre and camping ground, which they now advertise today for sale. Not quite, but it could be sold. Over two-thirds of those are within working distance of CBD. These are along with Skyline's proposed upgrade, it will put a lot of pressure on the already overextended rental market close to town, and there is likely to be a large increase of traffic on Frankton Road, but the only increase on housing is beyond Frankton. Because, as I say, most of those people will be required to come and work into town. And because of its closeness to the centre of town, the area of MDR that we proposed would encourage walking, biking, and the use of public transport. The main opposition to our proposal to rezone most of the ODR within 400 to 500 metres of Frankton and Fernwell Lakes to MDR is more a point of view of the lack of existing infrastructure. Now, we agree with Mr. Glassman that he believes that some of the current infrastructure is already exceeding capacity, particularly firefighting capabilities due to the change of standard. However, we believe it's council's responsibility to upgrade existing infrastructure, not ours, to determine where the possible problems are. Perhaps they can use last month's government offer of $12.6 million in interest-free loans to accelerate funding to improve water, sewage and roading infrastructure in existing areas, therefore land intensification. A solution to the possible lack of infrastructure is to add an objective similar to 8.211 regarding land fronting State Highway 6 between Hanson Road and Perry Hill Drive, along with relevant policies as they just moved up. And it's just similar sort of thing that they're proposing to ensure that medium density areas of Frankton and Tremble Rose are adequately serviced, and Paul says intensification does not occur until council can confirm that adequate sewage and water supplies are available to service any development. The addition of the Barber Jepson policies would allow the land to be zoned MDR now, but would also allow time for council to add required works to the long-term district plan, a long-term plan, and then complete works required to allow possible proposed developments to proceed a bit at a slower rate than a landowner or developer may desire. We do agree that other proposals to put forward to, we do agree with all other proposals put forward to increase development capacities, whether that be low density residential to medium density residential, or even low density residential to high density residential, including the Middleton Family Trust removing the Queenstown Heights overlay area. We disagree with any proposal to decrease dwelling capacity within Queenstown or increase capacity beyond Franklin, including the council proposed area fronting State 16. Yep, we'll leave it at that.
I've got a question.
You've got questions, this one.
I wanted to check something about the infrastructure and was it placed in this assessment.
Yep.
In the evidence the chief says he was considered 10.8% of upzoning to medium density. Now, the body corporate land's about 5.7 or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he got the 10.6 from.
I want to know if you had an idea from your maps of what you are proposing.
Oh, about 50 hectares.
It seemed to me that he didn't assess.
He hasn't assessed that, and that might have been my fault because I put the two submissions together.
Well, I didn't know where he got 10.8 from.
Yeah,
it didn't seem to with either the body corporate or your big.
Initially, the body corporate. It's probably because of what they've drawn on the map, they've included our body corporate and they've also included the second body corporate, the Gold Ridge timeshare apartments beside us as well. So that's where they've probably got the 10 years from. And as I said, we've got 1.7 kilometres of road, so a big chunk of that 10 hectares is actually access and parking and the tennis courts.
I was just trying to figure out whether or not Mr. Glazner did assess your big. I don't believe he has.
No.
Okay. So then the question is that overview of the state of infrastructure in that area is unavailable to panel unless you can fill us in with any information.
No, and that's why I'm suggesting that we have objectives and policies to kind of cover that situation. So that people, if Mr. Glazner is saying that some areas can be developed because it's got the right infrastructure or is planning to put in the right infrastructure. Goldfields itself seems to be a little bit of a hole because Middleton Road, they're planning to put a new water reservoir up in there. Queenstown Hill will be putting more infrastructure in Queenstown Hill, and Goldfields, the little strip in the middle, as a little bit of a hole. And as I said, I bought. There's lots of things to consider. I have bought neighbours' property. I do have a 600 square metre site. I can put another house on if I want to. I would prefer to meet the density and not build a 4 or 5. This is not within body foot, but this is on my own property. Not build a 4 or 5 bedroom house, but build 3 1-bedroom dwellings for additional kids, which would be same sort of standard, but non-compliant under the low density rules, but permitted under the medium density rules. Which was looking for more than 10 minutes as well.
In your original statement, which goes with your personal submission, you have some discussion about medium density development and so on. Mr. Osborne, in his dwelling capacity model, the upshot of that is that he recommended more use of medium density residential zoning. I think for similar reasons, or at least he got to the same place as you did.
Yep.
slightly different life experience, I suspect. Covered. And I sort of gave up trying to figure out what the development capacity yields were from the different calculations and so on.
Yeah, well,
I think what you're saying is that what you've got is almost MDR in many ways anyway, and so when you look at infrastructure should have been developed to accommodate that. So it shouldn't be struggling if the land gets rezoned MDR.
I am saying that a lot of the stuff, a lot of the land was built and constructed and developed in the 80s, right? So you're talking where we're sitting now, right?
Yeah.
There's an older section of Fern Hill Road, just basically on Fern Hill Road, but everything above Greenstone Place, everything tie side of kind of between Sunshine Bay and Fern Hill, that a lot of those places were 600 or 700 square metres. And they've got 2 units on them already. Right? A lot of goldfields is like that. If you go to the newer developments on Queenstown Hill and St Andrews Park, all they did was build one single big huge house in all those slots. But they've got million-dollar houses or multi-million-dollar houses on them, so they're not likely to get developed. It is only the older two-bedroom units that were likely to be developed. And if you knock them down under the low density, at the moment you have 2 units 7 metres high, if you knock them down under the low density rules, you lose that development potential because the low density rules say that there's only 7.5 metres. You knock them down and 1 metre at 7.5, and the next one's got to be 5.5.
Right.
But you've already got two at 7.5. To a 7 metre high, 7 metre high. So the rules that are written now, the land is generally medium density. One actually get it developed anymore, one actually put even more pressure on the infrastructure than already exists. That is, the water in some places is pretty terrible, and that actually needs upgrading already. Without doing, but you're not going to get suddenly a whole lot of new of infill development. But if they are redeveloped, you're actually going to go backwards.
That's good. And
there's
another question from Hugh Mitchell. Hugh asking the question about how the council arrived at its calculation.
Yep.
And you provided a factor of something like 60% of the lot size is some road and reserve equivalent.
Yep.
The council used 32% of the gross to move their roads and reserves, didn't they, Dennis?
Yes.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Well, I said the development center was only 60%, so I'm saying 40 with.
Yeah, so it was 32 or 40.
32 or 40.
Not a huge difference.
Wouldn't contest the council?
I wouldn't contest it, but I just had, there's no way of knowing it. I didn't read anything stated how they worked out the development potential. And I think it seemed fairly high, particularly with the steeper land as well.
Mm.
Right? You are not going to get, not going to get 300 or 400 square metre sites. What you'll get is 900 square metre sites with 3 units on it rather than 2. That's what I believe anyway.
Okay,
thank
you.
I do think you've got a question. I spend a lot of time, a fair bit of time looking at it. And, maybe even medium density is not enough. Maybe we should be going to, the whole lot should be high density and stop carving up the rural area. So, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
There's no other questions.
Thank you.
That's a bit different than probably, it's a personal view, but different than most of the views you'll see from plans and surveys and so on.
Question of factoring in time. time.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes.
What did you talk?
Yeah. And now the ready groups have been here by fast 12.
Yep.
Another 10 minutes.